Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody. We had Omar on earlier. Came out with something pretty strong again yesterday in the Miami Herald. Dolphins remain soft in the trenches and seemingly don't care was the headlines with an article from Omar as we say good morning. Omar, is this just a wake-up call for the Dolphins, or you don't think they're going to do enough in the draft, or where was that you don't think they care?
Well, they've got three defensive linemen on the roster right now, and I know everybody will say, oh, well, they got time, or they can address it later, or, you know, we'll get to it. You know, Liam Eichenberg's still a starting offensive lineman, which both you and I know is probably a problem. Not probably, but probably it, but absolutely is a problem. And we'll say, you know what, they're just being patient, or they're waiting and they're spending responsibly. Oh, they'll get to it in the draft. You know, the funny thing is, Joe, we said the exact same thing last offseason, and they never got to it. They never did any better. And then they laughed it off and told you, oh, we, you know, you guys are more concerned about our offensive line more than we are. They got saved by Calais Campbell taking a ridiculous $3 million deal to come play for Miami. Didn't even expect him to be as good as he was, but basically he saved your entire defense, if not your entire team last year. And truth of the matter is, that wasn't skill, that was just luck. And I just have a hard time believing or sitting there and being patient enough to say, oh, they'll get to it, they're going to fix it, they're going to address it, because they didn't do it last year.
Let's start with Calais Campbell. It's an interesting one because obviously the way he played last year and the amount of snaps he took, he's going to have a lot of people interested. Now, I don't think it's just Baltimore and Miami. I think some other people are going to reach out and offer him to play for a great team and more than $3 million. You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. No, everybody knows that he's chasing a ring. There were teams lined up that the Dolphins had agreed last year to waive him if they were not in contention for a playoff spot. And to thank their lucky stars that they were in the final week, because Calais was basically forced to stay here. And there were teams that really offered good draft picks to trade for him. Those teams are still interested. They haven't lost interest. And everybody in the world knows that he is chasing a ring. Calais is trying to put the finishing touches on his Hall of Fame career.
So Omar, I got to ask you this. So we have to your point. We got to get. We're not looking at a guy that's going to be 39 here pretty soon.
Yeah.
We need to be talking about a young Calais Campbell, a guy that can play. And I'm not saying we're going to get another Calais Campbell. They're special guys. I mean that guy second round out at University of Miami, a great player. You know, one of the guys that played a lot better than I thought he was when he got to the pro, to the point of more than 100 sacks now. But we do have to put in this draft, and I'm okay. I just disagree with you a little bit, and this is where people are going to agree with you. Like, why, Joe, because I've been getting this over and over, why would we trust Chris Greer in a draft? When was the last time he lit up a draft? I go, well, he better, because this is the Last Supper, man. And this draft needs to be, no matter who's part of it or Last Breakfast.
Joe, that is a phenomenal name, and I'm going to have to borrow it. It is truly, 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 I think, the Last Supper. That is truly a phenomenal name.
Now I got religious people going to be killing me for that.
Okay, maybe we can't do that.
But my point is, I didn't mean it that way. Literally, because he did the breakfast thing. He was talking about, you guys are more worried about it at breakfast. We were talking. I go, well, this will be your Last Supper, just so everybody out there doesn't think I'm trying to.
He has had some good drafts. We can't sit here and say that. And then they've traded away draft picks, and then they've lost draft picks. So I think he's had some good drafts. 2016, which is his first draft class, that was a good draft. That's the Laramie Tunsil, Xavier Howard, Kenyon Drake.
That was a good one.
Jakeem Grant.
Grant. That's right. That was a good one. That was that was great work. But that was a long time ago, man.
Yeah. And then we squandered it in 2017, where that was the Charles Harris, Cordarrelle Tankersley, Isaac Asiata. The only one that was salvageable from that draft was Devon Godchow. 2018, I think that draft was ruined by the selection of Mike Gesicki. But Minka Fitzpatrick was a first-round pick. Minka Fitzpatrick is a dynamic player. Unfortunately, he's a dynamic player for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You traded that pick for.
I got you on a history lesson. I guess you don't trust what you're right. You don't trust that we can take care of all this in the draft and get a big frontline guard that can come in and play right away. You don't believe it. And get a defensive tackle that's going to line up day one. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be going against each other in practice every day. And you're going, wow, this is great. We hit on the guard and the tackle. Look at them going against each other.
The guard and the tackle. Don't forget the cornerback.
No, the cornerback's right there at the top.
Right. You know, there are just so many. And it's not too late, because there are still some talented players out there that can help you. They're not going to be tremendously expensive. Chris Greer is probably going to wait till later in the process. Hell, they signed Calais Campbell really, really, really late in the process. I believe it was right before the draft, or maybe right after the draft. I can't remember when they signed Calais. The entire offseason had finished, so they signed him. They signed him after the draft. It's possible that you can actually rebuild this team in the draft. It is absolutely possible. They will have 10 draft picks. You know, probably about 3 undrafted rookies are going to make the team. So that's 13 newcomers. Now the question is, how many of those newcomers do you hope and expect to be regular, consistent contributors? Because right now, the way it looks is you need a starting cornerback, you need a nose tackle, you need another defensive lineman, you need an offensive guard. Maybe you need to add a safety too, because you sign these guys to 1-year deals. That's pretty much 5 players. So you expect to have 5 really core players in one draft. That's asking for a lot, Joe.
A lot. It is a lot, but we put ourselves in this situation.
Yep.
Went out and spent all that money you talked about a year ago, Mr. Ross spent, I should say. And he had to sign off on it before, obviously. And they got us an 8-9. I mean, no matter what, whatever you want to point fingers at, it's 8-9 and not good enough going forward. By the way, I don't I think it's more than fair what everybody, somebody asked me last night, you know, Chris getting on. I go, look at man, he's a GM. Like this is on him.
And, don't pass the buck on anybody else this time. No. I think he's very masterful at saying, well, I got the head coach what he wanted. This is the guy he wanted. This is the guy the coaches really wanted. They really believed in him. And when it works out, when it doesn't work out, that's what you say. When it works out, pretty much, you know, that's what you say too, because, you know, that's who you are. And I think that it takes some skill to be in the situation that he's been in for 9 years and consistently survive. But at this point, at this time, there is nobody else to point the finger at other than you.
I think they have a really good coaching staff. Do you agree with that? I like this coaching staff a lot.
I do like the coaching staff. I think that they have a problem, but I think they have a how do I say this?
What kind of problem?
They need a bad cop. A lot of good cops, no bad.
Yeah, but if they get a bad cop, they get rid of the bad cop because they start complaining about the bad cop. Is that what you mean?
Who starts complaining? You talking about players?
Yeah.
I don't think players. Yes. Okay. All right. It's.
You got to do it Mike's way. He wants you to coach him up, but it's got the message at the end of the day needs to be pat on the back and uh-huh. reinforcement and you mm-hmm. know, it's just different.
I say this to you, and I truly do mean this, Joe. This is a different era, man.
I know.
This is a different era, and it stuns me. I was talking to a guy that I know that I really trust, and he was telling me SEC offensive lineman. You know how much they're making in college right now, Joe? $750. So you're a starting SEC offensive lineman, no matter what position you are. $750 going rate.
A little higher than I thought, yeah. No, but I'm not surprised. I see the money in the SEC and the Big Ten.
Oh,
And by the way, UM ain't taking much of a back seat now. They're in the ball game.
Yeah, but from what I hear, the ACC they got to pick it up money wise. They got to pick it up because the SEC is just like I did a draft.
But your point to this is
My point is this is a different era of athletes.
I get it.
They are used to you talk to them hard. I'm transferring. What you doing over here coaching me hard? Don't you realize I make more money than you?
But can't you coach a guy hard? Jason Taylor says, I coach him hard, but I love him. And they know that. And I heard Coach Weaver say this, Anthony Weaver say the same thing after Vic left. And, we made Vic Fangio made it sound like he's the worst human being and the grumpy old man who, by the way, can coach his ass off.
He was a grumpy old man, though. He was a grumpy old man. That's fact.
But I thought those guys would respect the fact that he knew what the F he was doing.
He didn't listen. That's their problem. It wasn't that he was a grumpy old man. It's that he didn't listen. He was uncompromising.
But he knew what he wanted to do. Like Bill Arnsparger didn't ask the Killer Bees. I'm going old school again. I know. I just went old school on you.
But you have to work with these players, man. And like the twists and stunts, they took that out of the defense and Calais and Zach. They cried and whined and complained, and then they did it anyway, and then they started playing well. You know, Jalen Ramsey was not supposed to shadow the Jets. He was just like, screw it, I'm going to do it. And it turned out and worked well. But the old man was uncompromising, Joe. The old man would not work with you, and that was a non-negotiable for them. Now, Weaver is a collaborative. We're going to all work together, and we're going to build this together. Kind of guy.
But if you got a guy freelancing all the time, because the freelance thing does come up, and that's been a complaint through the 25 years, and Ndamukong Suh was a great freelancer, and then everybody look at him like, bro.
What you doing? Yeah.
Now we just gave up a huge play, and it's on you because you decided to leave your gap and go someplace unknown to mankind. And so we've had a lot of that, but I mean, don't you got to call him out a little bit or like, hey, man.
No. It cost what's the linebacker? The linebacker that I caught, David Long, cost him his job. David Long would not do his job and do his assignment and do his role, and they basically replaced him and cut him. So that and that was
I thought he just couldn't cover.
That was the accountability era of the Dolphins, which just started 3 years into Mike McDaniel tenure. I agree, though,
if a guy's killing you on the field. And if you don't want to, you know, you just got to get rid of them. And you figure the players know when they're watching, God, the same mental mistakes coming from the same guy. We do our job, and you decide you're going to do it your way. And finally, coach goes, all right, thanks, David. Good luck with everything. We have nothing bad to say about you. You need to go find a new team. All right.
That was a shift in dynamics of what was going on in that building. And it was much needed. Probably you needed to do the same thing with Julian Hill. You didn't really do that, or maybe Durham Smythe couldn't beat him out. I can't answer.
I talked to coaching staff about him. I did have a long talk in Los Angeles, and they just think and listen, people. You want to talk about fan base down on a guy?
Yeah,
there you have it. Is penalties, and it was drop balls and penalties. And he goes, he's just got too much talent. We can't give up on him.
He's the strongest guy on the team, and they really love him. He's really want
to control him a little bit. Yeah. And by the way, we do that. We got a couple investments. You're like, how much? We have another tight end. Like, how much longer are we going to stick with this guy? Connor.
Yeah. No, I like him though. You see the ability. It's just
3 years.
No,
this is year four.
They get invested in guys. I'm not denying you're correct. They get invested in.
I like this new investment program. Before you know, you got 4 years in. I like that.
And you still haven't seen a return. God. Yeah.
All right, man.
You can't sell the stock, Joe. You can't sell the stock. But no. But my thing is,
it's about time for me to get out of the whole thing. And I don't mean it in a negative way. It's just. It has changed a lot, and I get it. I understand it. I've listened to analytics and science and the way you do that. And I understand it's all important, and you got to talk. And I get it, man. I get it from – I got spanked, and I haven't had a kid get spanked yet. Four of them.
Yeah.
Different mothers, and none of them got spanked. Nobody got spanked.
No. You can't spank your kid now, Joe. That's child abuse.
I took enough hits for everybody. I tell them I took enough hits for all four kids. Don't worry. You're good.
And look how you turned out, Joe. Did it stop?
No, my kids are actually all great. I don't mean it like it works to their point that the mothers tell me it works. But anyway, man, I this part of this is that friggin' Bo Camper's got me like, you know, he thinks no matter how good you are that sit him on the bench. I go, well, you can't sit him on the bench, man, when he messes up, and it's, you know, you can't do that. Anyway, Omar, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, Joe.
We didn't take care of anything, Omar. We'll see what happens, but we got some stuff to take care of here.
Hey, we'll fix it all in 6 weeks, Joe, when we draft everybody that we need to starting roles, all five positions.
All right, see, there. I know. That would be called the greatest draft in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Thanks.
Yes.
All right, Omar.
Touch you, though, Joe.
Miami Herald Dolphins columnist Omar Kelly. Folks, I try to act young, and, you know, I'm trying. It's hard. A lot of things have changed. I don't think they're all necessarily better, but I get it's a different time. I get it. I understand. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T and sex drive and all that stuff, man. If you're going through it right now and your energy level is shot, well, I don't know about you, but I do want to act younger then, and I want it all back, and I did. I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I had great results, and I know you will too, and I have full-blown, low-T numbers man has never seen before, and ED just as bad. And I want to let you know they took care of it quickly, almost a year ago. Atlantic Men's Clinic, you're going to have great results. You really are. They have treatments with success rates well over 90%. Schedule a consultation. Do it today. Get it all set up. You get your T, your PSA test done. They put together a plan right there after you see your numbers. Get you going again. They police it. They make sure you get great results. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. If you're going through it right now, it's all right because you can get rid of it. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. Set it up today. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And welcome back, and a good morning to everybody. As another beautiful day so far, and looks like it might just be a little Miami Open day here for the day. Get out there and walk around a little bit. Maybe have a couple of ice cold ones. Maybe not, Woody. Maybe just hydrate today. I haven't decided.
Well, and I give you a weather update brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 61 degrees currently, Joe. It's going to peak right around 77, and there's no rain in the forecast.
Good.
So there you go.
There you have it.
You're in good shape today.
John Chapper, head of communications at Hard Rock, is going to join us at 9 o'clock. And we got two tickets to give away.
We do for Sunday, which
Sunday
you will be out there Sunday with me. We're gonna do a little show. So
what time did you tell me we're doing again? What time are we gonna be out
there? Noon.
12 to 2.
Yeah, we'll kick things off at noon.
12 to 2. I like that. Lunch at Hard Rock. It's good.
Oh,
lunch
yeah.
at Hard Rock there.
Stay. So you could start your drinking after.
You act like I drink all the time. It's getting a terrible reputation. I don't drink
You're
all
a social
the time.
Drinker. It's okay.
I am. If it's a good event, I drink more, you know?
This should be a good event.
By the way, if it's a parade, I really drink, man. I know what you're talking about, you clown. Anyway, we've been
give those away, by the way, when John comes on? We give like right around after his interview?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Heck, 2 tickets, people come out.
I'll force people to stick around. I like that.
And they have been really popular. It has.
What better place to watch the games?
Oh, no. That's why I'm telling you, people are flying into Vegas right now getting ready for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to do nothing but get all the action they possibly can on these nonstop. You're talking about nonstop Thursday and Friday? Games.
12 to 12. Yep.
Going. All the basketball you could want. All right there next to each other. So, yeah, that's what you're going to get at Hard Rock.
And you're going to get Joe's picks. So that's, I mean, really just.
First of all, that's why when I started this whole thing and I found out we were going to go looking, man, I'm guilty of not seeing 90% of the teams play at all. And the ones I just recently, you know, I saw a lot was Auburn. I ended up seeing Auburn.
Were you watching SEC Network or something?
No, they were on going through the channels and looking to see what was on. And by the way, watching to see if Rory was going to win the golf tournament, see who was going to win on Sunday in the tennis tournament and those things. But
so for Thursday, you have a 12:15, a 12:40, a 1:30, a 2.
Oh, man.
2:50, 3:15, 4:05. So
yeah,
it'll be a business.
Be home a little bit late, honey. Yeah,
and so the last game is at 10:10.
A lot of people take this event, and it's.
I gotta think it's the biggest. You have to ask John, but I gotta think this is the most bet on. I know it's not like a single event, but this has to be their biggest thing of the year.
I would think it's pretty big. Yes, and. No, and QAM's going to be out there, and we'll have I guess the guys will be out there today, tomorrow, Friday?
Yeah, we're going to go hang tomorrow and Friday. I know that.
All right. And meanwhile, we got the Miami Open here for 2 weeks. The top seeds will start playing, I wanted to say tomorrow night, but probably Friday and Saturday. And
is Joker playing Saturday night? That usually how it works, right?
I don't know. But I know one thing, Joker will only be on one court.
He's not going to be on the side court?
No. Don't expect to go down, no. He's going on the – hey, listen, man, it's great to have him because he is the greatest male player of all time. And to have him back here at age 37 playing in this tournament and skipping Indian Wells is great. It's good for this tournament. You know what usually happens? We have two or three people get hurt. Nadal used to get hurt out there, and then I can't play because he couldn't play in hard court with the bad knees. So this worked out, and we got a great feel for you. Really, really good field of top young players, some really great stories going on. I always wondered what this thing was going to look like with no Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, and even a little Murray in there. And I was like, man, this is – I mean, it was just – you're talking about three of them, 20-plus Grand Slams. And it was just so good. When they played each other, it was just – you're watching three of the greatest players ever play, and they all played at the same – during the same time, basically. And so now everybody's like, wow, I don't know about – I don't think this – next group, next generation will dominate like those guys, but there's some really good players. This Alcaraz, 21 years old, is fantastic. And honestly, till recently, and Sinner has been the best player, but he's out. He's suspended for a while. He's going to be out, but there's a lot of really good young male and female players. Coco Gauff, some point, is going to be the number one player in the world. I don't know. She's still young. It's going to happen. Sabalenka's out there. No, it's just Andreeva, 17-year-old from Russia, is all of a sudden the hottest thing. 17 years old, kicking ass, and beat Sabalenka, the number one player in Indian Wells final. So a lot of great stories out there, man, if you like the sport. And a lot of Americans have a chance. I'm waiting for Taylor Fritz to – fourth in the world, but just has been able to get over the top and or get to very many finals in the big tournament. So we got a lot of stuff, man. And then the best of NASCAR down in Homestead. So we have a lot. And then the Miami Heat home, starting a 5-game homestand tonight. 8 straight. I never thought I'd say this. No matter Jimmy Butler, no Jimmy Butler, 8 straight losses. I thought, Woody, you started the show this morning, and I said the same thing. I knew he left. They weren't going to be as good. And we saw when he was pouting and he quit and all the things that he did when we still owed him. He was going to make a ton of money here, even with his player option the rest of this year. But he got his way out, and I still thought our guys will step up. He'll get the most out of these guys. And that hadn't been the case, man. It hadn't been the offensively, defensively. Ron Rothstein said that's what's disappointed him, is the defense.
You're going to snuck up, by the way. The season's over pretty soon here.
Yeah.
It's over in like 3 weeks.
I know.
They got their family festival coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, you got to get a win before that.
I know. That would be nice.
You don't want to do anything to mess up that family fest, which has been around forever, and they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars and give it to a lot of great stuff here in South Florida. And it has been. I used to go in the early days, and I did the dunk tank and, you know, anything. And
they've ever had you, like, dress up as a clown and do balloons or anything like that?
Probably had my moment where I was I think they put ass clown over the top of me. And
that's family friendly.
Yeah, that's always a good one. All right, we got more stuff to get to. So as we continue on here, I don't want to beat this Dolphin thing up with the draft. It's been beaten up. People know. I think our fan base got a pretty good idea. Would you agree, Woody? Fan base got a pretty good idea of what we need and where we are now and where we were 2 years ago. Nobody's going to tell me they feel better about this team right now compared to the team 2 years ago when we won 11 games, right before losing our defensive ends.
No, I don't think there's like a unanimous, you know, on what we should do with the pick, right? Because this morning you were talking about defense. I disagree with that. Here's the other issue. There's a lot of people out there that just have given up and want to draft a quarterback and just are just so fed up with the current regime.
Can you imagine?
I don't know how you get those people back on board here for another season, but
they're all come back. They all come back.
So I get roped in.
They all come back, and even they go, I'm not going to watch it. They still want to get the update on the score just in case. Don't go away.
What's the line? Once you thought I was out, they pull me back
in. They pull me right back in.
Was that The Godfather?
Yes. And, hey, you know, this thing, if we're to really be honest, besides fixing this thing and the positions that they need help, can anybody answer this for me? Can Tua stay healthy for 17 games like he did 2 years ago? Can he stay healthy for all the road games and all the home games and get through a season? Starts right there, so we don't have to talk about the backup quarterback. Hey, right now I want to tell you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo at the Business Broker Experts. Boy, if you own a business and you're looking to sell, there's nobody better to hire than the main man, Anthony Caliendo. He will sell your business faster and get you a lot of cash. Boy, I'll tell you what, he is a marketing machine. Nobody will market your business better than the main man. Nobody's going to put in the time and effort to make sure, find out what your company's worth, your business is worth. They'll sit down, free evaluation, by the way, take a look at it, come up with a price. He's already got a lot of people that have moved to South Florida and said, hey, main man, you find something specialized like this, this, or this, I'd love to buy it. So, hey, if you're thinking about it, you haven't quite ready to give up something you've built up, your own business, but if you're tired of the stress, if you're tired of the risk, if you're tired of the competition, if you're tired of all the employees, are you just tired of being tired? Well, if you're going through that right now and you're going, I am ready, then you got to call the main man, Anthony Caliendo. 1-800, the main man, because he specializes in getting you the most money, getting a game plan together, and making you very happy, whether it's about retirement or doing something else. Call him now, 1-800-THE-MAIN-MAN. That's 1-800-843-6246. And ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the main man. Or visit the web. That's themainman.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody out there with this beautiful weather. It's kind of hard to be in a... You can't let anybody mess you up, man. No matter what's going on in your life when you got this kind of weather. You just... Man, try to make the best of it. By the way, you know who got really good news today? J.J. McCarthy, second-year quarterback from Minnesota, was just told, no, you're the starting quarterback. Don't worry about Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers is Pittsburgh or Giants or stay home, unless he knows something else or wants to go somewhere else. I don't see Aaron Rodgers going anywhere to be a $8 or $9 million backup quarterback. Do you see that?
No, but I mean, I guess he could wait, see if someone gets hurt.
Nah, you don't want to go. You don't want to go.
He usually jerks everyone around and signs somewhere.
But he could leave it open just to keep his name.
Hey, what a risk by Minnesota, by the way. They have a good team. I don't know how good this kid's going to be. But they had a good quarterback last year who just left.
I'm guessing they got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, you would think.
And that guy, listen, we got to give that coaching staff some credit. What they just did with Sam Darnold. They just got Sam Darnold $100 million. J.J. McCarthy got to feel pretty good. He had a year to kind of watch everything, not physically, but mentally get in a lot of the work. And boy, I'll tell you what, he's got some weapons. Hey, there are some teams right now you're going, who am I going to be throwing to? We need somebody. Can't throw to myself. That's not the case in Minnesota. Woody, pretty good group, man. And Brian Flores' defense, they got a pretty good situation for J.J. McCarthy to have some success. But we're still waiting on the old boy Aaron Rodgers. Russell Wilson goes, please let me know, because they know I still want to play. I've interviewed everywhere. I've gone everywhere waiting. Well, listen, we really like you, Russell. We're just waiting on Aaron, though, if you know what's going on. By the way, does Pittsburgh come back with Russell Wilson again? Because obviously they weren't crazy about him, or that deal would have been done a long time ago, right? No, Russell, you did great. You're our guy. They didn't do that. See the fallback plan, and how good do you feel if Russell Wilson going back there after they told you Aaron Rodgers was our guy?
I don't know that Aaron Rodgers is much better than Russell Wilson. Both guys at the end of their career.
Well, both, yes, I do agree with that.
I don't know.
I don't think Russell Wilson is all that much better,
but
man, I remember when not too long ago we talked about Russell Wilson.
Five, six years ago. He was always in the MVP race, yeah.
Threw a lot of touchdowns. By the way, great runner. He used to be that guy, and he never got hurt. He had a baseball background, so he knew how to slide, and he never took – you know, the big thing was him, he never took big hits when he got hit. And there's an art to that, right? Not just standing there and getting drilled.
Running into guys.
He'd slide and bounce up and go, oh, that baseball background, man. But we're
still
desperate.
He's also far less of a pain in the ass than Aaron Rodgers is. Russell's a weird dude, no question. It's been well documented, but so, at least he's not toxic.
I think Russell Wilson – I don't know what happened with Russell Wilson in Seattle.
He needed his own office.
I do – no, in Seattle. The Seattle guy got a bad rap from some of those guys on his defense when they're really good. Looked like a lot of guys weren't
big.
I think
that goes back to Russell the Super Wilson. Bowl, though, don't you? I think a lot of that had to do with the Super Bowl.
Could have.
That thing lingered for a long time.
A lot
man.
Of people are like, hey, Russell, you've been around long enough. You should have changed that friggin' crappy call that we made to cost us a second Super Bowl. But anyway, then he goes to Denver, and then we find out that's when he got killed.
That where he was doing weird stuff on the plane, too?
He was working
out on the plane or something.
He had the office next to the coaches. By the way, I've never heard of that. That's a first. Now, quarterbacks getting two lockers, that's been around forever. Guys been around. That's been around. But doing that and then all the extra stuff then the new coach comes in and you're done. You're toast. He was just not a fan. Sean Payton, who looked like a completely different guy with this young quarterback, was just not a Russell Wilson fan at all. All right, we've got the 9 o'clock hour coming up. John Chapper, head of communications at Hard Rock, our good friend, is going to join us. We're going to talk about getting ready for all that action, man, taking place at Hard Rock. We'll have all that for you. Right now, though, we got opening day right around the corner, man. Opening day is right around the corner, and they got a big one. Opening day. First of all, I like the matchup. Paul Skeens versus Sandy Alcantara. Sandy coming back from Tommy John surgery will be back. Paul Skeens, one of the best pitchers in baseball. 4-10 start. Marlins and Pirates. It's going to be great. Dan Marino throws out the first pitch. We're still waiting to see who's going to catch it from him. Flo Rida and some other people are going to be there for a post-game concert on the field. Man, this is going to be a great opening day. It's opening day, and the whole world is invited to be there. I'm telling you right now, they're going to have the big post-game concert. I believe they're going to have some fireworks going on. It's just a lot of really, really cool stuff to make it a fun opening day for you and your whole family. Go to marlins.com/openingday, get your tickets, and get ready for all the fun and the big day, and nothing like opening day in baseball.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.